Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerillo back here to talk some traders. And just in case anybody is not spoiled yet, I'll give you a second to turn off the damn podcast because we've got one of the co-winners of the traders joining us here today. We're going to be talking with Trishelle Canatella, one of the co-winners of last night's big, exciting traders finale. Puya and I covered it all last night and the reunion show. Check that out. Of course, you can watch this interview as well on our YouTube channel. Puya and I are about to talk to Trishelle. So let's go ahead and bring in our interview with one of the winners from the traders. All right. So excited to be here with one of the co-winners of the traders. Congratulations to you, Trishelle.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It was kind of crazy watching the reunion. Oh, that was like actually way worse than I remember it was watching it back.
Why? What part of the reunion?
Oh, well, like MJ was so upset and like a couple people were upset. Like I didn't realize how upset Phaedra was with Dan still. Yeah, it was just kind of shocking. So it was kind of awkward.
All right, well, let's get into it all. At that final fire of truth, you and CT ended up voting out MJ. Was there real concern? I know you voted for CT, but was there real concern that MJ was a traitor or were two old friends just trying to come home with more money?
No. And I'll tell you why, because it could have went really sideways had MJ listened to me and heard what I was saying right before we went to the fire pit. Right before we go to the fire pit, I said, MJ, I trust you 100%. You are the only person I am 100% with, ride or die, right? She's like, okay, I trust you too. And that was it. Sandra, they didn't show this on camera. Maybe it's because it wasn't, we were off camera when she said this to me. She's so good. She was planting a seed in my head. She was like, huh? She's like, who do you think your trader angel is? And I was like, I don't know. And she was like, well, I think mine's Phaedra. I think yours is CT. And so when she said that, I was like, CT, huh? Then I start thinking about the fire ceremony. He didn't light my torch. I was like, that's interesting. I wonder if he didn't light my torch because he knew I wasn't going to be murdered because he was a traitor. He had been recruited. Then I was thinking about whenever he told me where the shield was. And I was like, he probably told me where the shield was because he didn't need it because he was a traitor. Then he switches his vote from Sandra or from Kate to Sandra last minute. Mm-hmm. And he's all buddied up with Kate. And Kate says she's a traitor. I was like, damn, did Kate recruit CT? So I legitimately, when I threw the red pouch in, I thought that CT was the most likely to be a traitor and that MJ was not.
And then was it his plea after the tied vote that changed your mind there? Or was it MJ voting for you?
No, it had nothing to do. I don't play emotional. I'm very unemotional. It was his face. He didn't have to say a word. When I saw the look on his face after I flipped over the board, I was like, oh my God, he's not a traitor. I made a mistake. And then we were already in it at that point. So we couldn't vote to stay in the game, us three. We had to just like write a name down. So like at that point, knowing what I know now, I would have just split it three ways with MJ. But we couldn't do that. So we had to revote and I could not take MJ instead of CT over CT. I couldn't.
Okay. We saw last night. Yes. Yeah. Yes, very much so. We saw MJ was hot at the reunion, said she did not forgive you and CT. Yeah. Has anything changed since the reunion, Trishelle?
No, no. I haven't looked, but I'm sure I'm still blocked on Instagram, me and CT. It was kind of shocking. She's really pissed. And look, I remember when I first started doing competition shows, I got my feelings hurt too. I get it. But I don't know where the venom comes for me because I tried to tell her that I thought that she was a faithful and thing. So I don't know why she's still mad at me.
I have a question about that final murder where Sheree gets murdered. Did you expect to be murdered slash did you expect to be alive coming into that round?
Dude, I expected to be murdered all the time. I should have been murdered like 6 times. So yeah. I, for sure, it was me. That's why I told CT, I was like, I'm going to go call out the girls because this is my last day. Who cares? I'm just going to go tell them. Yeah. And so, yeah, I fully expected to be murdered and I probably should have.
Yeah.
Admittedly, for me, I mean, we've been talking about this week in, week out. And every time Rob asked me, well, who do you think is going to win? I'm like, I think it's the Faithfuls. And I kept leaving your name out because I was like, there's no world Trishelle's going to survive the next episode, the next episode, the next episode until we get all the way to the end here. It was wild to watch.
Yeah.
All right. I want to go back to Sandra getting banished at the round table before the fire of truth. Just how exactly did CT get so snowed that Sandra was one of the traitors?
So, okay. Knowing that Sandra is a fantastic gamer and she's won Survivor twice and all this stuff, knowing that, I still wanted to keep her in the game, which is why she's so good, because I genuinely started to like Sandra as a person. Mm-hmm. And she's just endearing. She's real. Like, I just liked her. And so CT, I was just like, no, it's Kate. It's Kate. It's Kate. I think that Kate was able to sway CT whenever they had that car ride. And she was very convincing. And then CT was like, Sandra's a better game player than Kate. So if I keep Sandra around, she's going to get rid of him first, then me, which is true. I think she would have. So it was a good, smart move, I think, that he did. But I just hated to see her go. I felt really bad because I like her.
I have a hypothetical question for you. So in that last murder, when Sheree was murdered, if no one had gotten murdered, if Kate had on purpose taken a shot at MJ, knowing that no one would be murdered, what were your thoughts have been? Would you have assumed that there was a recruitment, or would you have thought that there is just shenanigans, Hail Mary stuff going on?
No, I 100% would have thought there was a recruitment. But then it would have been hard because I kind of thought that it could be two traitors even at the final four. Mm-hmm. And so, so things would have changed a little bit because I would have been like, yeah, definitely there was a recruitment. Yeah. Who? And then I would have had to take a hard look at Sandra at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Going back to Sandra. Okay. So obviously you and CT end up switching your votes to Sandra. When you saw Sandra at the round table, you would think that she would have reason to be annoyed with you two. How did she handle getting banished in that spot?
She's a pro. She handled it like a pro, like a class act. And So she was just like, no hard feelings. You guys played a good game. That's how it was. And she congratulated. So I think she was like a little bit shocked. And she said she was hurt whenever she got up there. Oh my God, I almost cried, honestly. Mm-hmm. I've been rewatching it just because I had some soft spot for Sandra. She was fine at the reunion.
Was there anything on the reunion that we weren't privy to, or we didn't see that you would like to bring up potentially?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to think. No, MJ said, actually, MJ was needling me and CT the whole time. She was saying really nasty things about us under her breath, like just in other people's conversations when it was not even her turn. She was just like firing it the whole time. Very personal, rude, mean things, mm-hmm. which to me, I kind of feel there's a thing where she's might be just trying to get on another show and she's doing this for shock factor because it's not necessary. Why would you do that? I played the game strategically and with a game mindset. I never attacked anyone personally. I never called anyone a bitch. I never said anyone is a whatever. I never said a mean word about anyone that wasn't related to specifically the game. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you're a traitor. That's the name of the show.
Trishelle, I think you were the most active traitor hunter that there was among the Faithful. On that first vote, you got it wrong with Peppermint, and it was addressed in the reunion show last night. Did you and Peppermint have a chance to talk at all after the reunion show?
We did. We had a brief conversation. I hope for a longer one if she's comfortable with that in the future, but we did. And that was like a huge mistake. And I think like people ask me like moving forward, would I do things differently? I think I would be a little bit less coming in hot like I did. Cause I was just so game mode. I thought everyone's competition, Johnny, freaking CT, everybody. I was like, everyone's my enemy. I'm on an island. That's the kind of challenge mentality. And so I think it's hard for people to understand, like people that watch Drag Race, that's a talent-based show. Like you have to be talented to be on Drag Race, right? The challenge is no talent. There's just a bunch of assholes living together. And so it's a completely, so I think the Drag Race fan base, I understand where they were coming from, that they were upset about Peppermint going home, especially because she had such a good platform that she wanted to speak about. And I felt very guilty, still do about it. But I hope that we see her again. And I hope she lasts longer. But going into other shows from now on, I would take that into consideration and not just go like guns blazing everyone. Yeah.
How much experience did you have with the Traitors before starting the game? Had you watched a lot of them? Which ones?
I did. I watched all of them except for season 2 of UK, which apparently is like amazing. So can't wait to watch that. Yeah. So I watched all of them. I was a huge Ceri fan too. Loved her on Traitors 1. She just played an amazing game, just went undetected. There was a bit of a hot take that I had on Twitter that people were like, divided over. Ooh. I said that I thought that I've seen all the Traitors episodes from all the countries, and I thought that Phaedra was the best Traitor. And I'm looking at it as a TV, memeable, great round table. Also, she was with a house full of gamers, like hard, heavy hitters. Like she's going against Dan. She's going against this person. And she held herself very well, poised, calm under pressure. And I was looking at that as a whole. And then it was very divided. Like people were like, what? Ceri's best. Which I agree. She's amazing. Because she was able to just like kind of skate through, and people liked her a lot. And she was never really in the hot seat, but yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you about another controversial subject with Dan and Phaedra. Okay. Now you are a game player. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you think about that? You were there. Was Phaedra really on people's radar before that Dan had that Hail Mary that you picked up on?
No. I actually lied and said that. I was like, I have notes from the first week on Phaedra. I just said that because I needed more evidence for my case, right? No, actually, I only thought that she was a traitor because I know Dan and I was just, and I know his game. I don't know him as personally, but—
But you're a big, big brother fan.
Exactly. And I said, he is not stupid enough to, this is his Hail Mary. He's going to be like, okay, if this happens like if he stayed, it would just absolve him so much that he fed us a traitor, right? So I knew that she was a traitor. He wouldn't have done that without thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually shocking that other people didn't really get it. I'm like,
right. That was going to be my question, Trishelle, was that, were you the only one to your knowledge that picked up on what Dan was doing? Because we definitely saw it from your eyes that you brought it up to everybody else.
I think that Sandra also picked up on it, but I think that she was close to Phaedra and she kind of knew that Phaedra was a traitor, and she was like, that was her traitor angel. And so I think probably just me and Sandra. I had to literally try to convince Peter, Bergie, John, Kevin of this. And I'm like, guys, it's so obvious.
Trishelle, was it a mistake for you to try to go for Phaedra before Parvati, where it seemed like that you lost a little credibility because then they were able to prove Parvati was a traitor before Phaedra?
Well, I lost credibility because no one valued my opinion, not because it was a bad decision.
Or that you were wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that I will stand by that decision. And reason being is exactly how it played out, because the Bravo girls had a strong alliance and they were not going to vote out. Parvati didn't have anyone on her side, not even Sandra, because Sandra, they didn't have the bond, right? Like that me and CT had. So I was like, to me, it was a no-brainer to get someone out who had so much so many people rallying around them, because I knew that we'd be picked off one by one. So what happened?
Yeah.
We got picked off one by one.
Trishelle, I know you got to run. I appreciate you making some time to talk to us. Great to see you. give our best to CT.
Again.
Okay. All right. We'll make that happen. All right, Trishelle. Thank you so much and congratulations again.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Bye.
Recording take care. Stopped.
Thank you. All right. Have fun, Trishelle.
All right. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Trishelle, winner of the Traders with CT. Congratulations again to both of them. We were supposed to talk to Trishelle and CT, and I don't know if the NBC Peacock people lost CT at some point throughout the day, or if he just decided to, he had enough interviews for the day. So no word on whether or not we'll talk with CT in the future. We'd love to talk with Sandra, really. Hope that we can work that out as well for you to talk about with the traders coming up. All right. Got to jump back into some Survivor stuff here for the patrons. Thank you so much for checking out our exit interview, winner interview even, with Trishelle. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.